Let's go to the Road Haulage Association. The Director of Marketing and Communications there is Rod McKenzie. I imagine this is being spoken about by hundreds of thousands of truck drivers across Europe and the world.
Well, absolutely. And we've heard from Dave that Mr. Urban was the breadwinner of the family, and clearly the loss of his life is a terrible tragedy for a wider group. But it shows, I think, what a big heart British truckers have. You know, the fellowship of the industry. These guys are on their own for many hours a day, but when they catch up with each other, there is a union, a real fellowship among them for what they do.
And 0500 288 291, we'd love to hear from you if you are a truck driver or in the family of one of them, because in this solitary trade, different shifts, different countries, there is now a risk, Rod. There's a risk to these people. How big do you judge it?
Well, there is a risk. I think the thing we have to bear in mind is you need perspective here. After Berlin and after Nice, we know that no amount of additional regulations can prevent the hijack of a truck that can be used in a terrorist attack. So, we've all got a duty to be vigilant, and drivers should take extra security measures wherever possible, especially when their lorries are parked up, which is, of course, when they're most vulnerable.
Now, do let me know what you're doing. If you are a haulage firm, email Vine at bbc.co.uk with the advice you're giving, or ring us. One thing that happened here, Dave picked up on the fact that Lukasz Urban had arrived early to his destination in Berlin. He was asked to bring his load to be unloaded the next day. It's particularly poignant for people in your industry. Because he was ahead of time, circumstances and fate said he was going to be the one picked on by the murderer who committed this dreadful attack.
Yeah, it's an appalling tragedy, isn't it? And the timing of these things is awful. But what I think drivers can do, and there are some common sense tips here. When you park, assuming you're early, park your vehicle legally in a secure, well-lit area if you can. So what you're looking for is off the street, ideally in an authorised lorry park. We would say there simply aren't enough authorised lorry parks that are secure in the UK, but it's absolutely important if you can find one to use it. Once you've done that, you need to secure your vehicle and your load when you leave it unattended, say to get a meal or go to the loo or whatever, and you need to secure your cab at all times. You leave valuables out of sight, and obviously you don't need keys lying around in the vehicle, because that's a terrific danger.
All right, Rod, thank you very much indeed. It's a big talking point in your industry, and I can see why.